discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Apostle E.A. Ajay. Apostle E.A. Ajay is the founder and pastor of Devotional Light Church. He is also the founder of the Jesus the Answer campaign and an author of several best-selling books. Devotional Light Church is a vibrant church with people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to E.A. Ajay.
Once again, I welcome all of you to today's service. It's a special service. Amen. Easter Sunday. Amen. We call it Easter Sunday. Amen. Amen. It's a resurrection what? Sunday. Amen. Amen. Today is the day we celebrate. Amen. And honor. Amen. And remember. Amen. What that when Christ died, he rose up. Yes. Amen. God always wants us to remember. Anyone who doesn't remember is a dangerous person. Yes. People who forget, they are dangerous. You have to remember. You have to remember. Sometimes when I want to love my wife, I will intentionally remember when I was trying to con her. You know, I'll remember. Then it makes me realize how lucky. You see, when I was afraid that she would say no, I will intentionally remind myself that it will make you grateful. Amen. So God told Israel to pick stones and put it in the ark so that they will remember. So they will remember. Amen. So Easter is not a small thing. Amen. Because what he did for us is great. And if he didn't wake up again, if when he died, he wasn't resurrected, he didn't rise up again, then that would be the end. Amen. Then Christianity will have no power. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then it will not be different from all people who try to say they are the Messiah. Amen. So we celebrate it every year to remind us. Amen. And I believe and I know as he's resurrected, because the Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Every dead thing, anything that is good but dead in our life will come alive. Amen. It will be resurrected. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Today, I'm teaching a subject that I've entitled, When Man Sat Beside God. When Man Sat Beside God. Amen. Yes, because no man has seen God, and no man has even been closer to God. But there was one man who sat right next to God, and I want us to find out that man, and it's connected to the resurrection. But I think we know it, but maybe we are not really sure, or it hasn't dawned on us, because that's another great sign. So I want to bring it alive today. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. You see, in the Bible, Jesus is not the only one who died and resurrected. Lazarus resurrected. You understand? Yes. But Jesus' own is what? Different in the sense that when he died and he resurrected, he didn't die again. Lazarus died what? Again. You understand? In the Bible, Jesus is not the only one who went to heaven. You see, Elisha went to heaven. Amen. Enoch also went to heaven. But guess what? Their own is different from Jesus. They did not die. They didn't die. Please, do you get it? Yes. So it makes Jesus a unique one because he died and he resurrected and went to what? Heaven. Amen. But that created a problem. Yes. It created a problem according to the laws of God. Amen. Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. Please read it for us. When man sat beside God. It created a problem. Amen.
Amen.
Let's please read it.
Mm-hmm. Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. Mm-hmm. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return.
Amen. Amen. So, this scripture, this was God Almighty speaking. In this scripture, God did lay a law. Amen. He laid a law. And this was to the first man. And from this he said, from dust you were taken. So from dust you shall what? Return. So from this he was saying, and he said, because remember, man was created from the sun, the dust. Dust means earth, the ground, soil. And so you will return. And it is true, when we die, our body return to the soil, isn't it? Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 6 to 7, make it clearer. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 6 to 7, the Bible makes us to understand that once you die, your spirit returns back to where it came from. But your body goes to the ground. Please, you understand. Please read it for us.
Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 6 to 7. Remember him. Before the silver cord is severed and the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring and the wheel broken at the well, and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it.
Amen. Amen. So when the silver cord is cut or the golden bowl is broken or the pitch is shattered, that's time for your death. And say, once you die, what happens? Your spirit return back toward God. And your body return back to the ground. So everybody on earth, every human being, when they die, their body return back to the ground. Their body decay. This is an eternal law. An eternal what? Law established by God himself. But you see, in Acts chapter 2, the Bible says, with Jesus Christ, Acts chapter 2, verse 31, his body did not see decay.
Wow. Amen.
His body didn't decay. Remember, look at it. It says, seeing what was to come, he spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, that he was not abandoned to the realm of what? The dead, nor did his body see decay. So that is a problem. Because on earth, he was 100% man, 100% human being. So when he died and he resurrected, his body, it wasn't his spirit, his own being, including his body, which go against the eternal law. Because every human being body must decay, must go. It is the spirit that goes to heaven. But he own the spirit and the body was intact. The body did not decay. Please, do you get it? So, it created a problem. But the problem is not a problem. But I say it's a problem because then we have a human earthly body that will not decay. Remember, from the dust you came, the dust you shall go. Please, do you understand? That will not decay. We all know that the spirit will go. Jesus' spirit was the spirit of God. We know it will go to God from Ecclesiastes. But then the flesh. Please, do you understand? What will happen to the flesh? So, many of us, we haven't thought about that. So, when Jesus resurrected this day, it wasn't a straightforward thing. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, Luke chapter 24, verse 6 to 7. We are going back a bit and we'll come back. Amen. So, yes, Luke chapter 24, verse 6 to 7.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Please read it.
Luke chapter 24, verse 6 to 7. Mm-hmm. He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Amen.
So the only reason we are reading this is to remind us, to show us that when Jesus died, he what? He rose on the third day, which that's why we are meeting today. He rose on what? The third day. Praise the Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 to 7. The reason why we are reading 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 to 7, it will show that when Jesus rose up, he did not just disappear.
No.
He was on earth for a very long time, for a couple of weeks,
yes,
moving in and out, eating, yes, talking. The reason why I'm establishing this, for you to know that he was, when he resurrected, his body was still body flesh. Please read it for us.
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Amen.
Amen. So this scripture makes it clear that when Christ what rose up, he appeared to people. He did not disappear or went to heaven. He remained on earth. One popular one which we now read is, he saw two of the disciples. He walked with them. He spoke to them. He went to their house with them several times. One popular one that you know is Thomas, when he was what, doubting him. But we've read this to show that when he rose up, he did not just go to heaven. He still remained on earth. Yes, still remained on earth. In fact, most of the things we read, the Ten Commandments and things, were the private things. When he rose, special ministry with his disciples. Amen. So he showed himself. So this is Christ who was dead, and he has rose up, and his body did not what, decay, and he's moving on earth. So when you look at Luke again, Luke chapter 24, 36 to 39, the reason why we are reading Luke, amen, the reason why I'm showing you Luke is for you to understand that when he was on earth, he wasn't a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't a spirit. He was a real body.
Amen.
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 So Luke chapter 24, 36 to 38 says, while they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, peace be with you. They were settled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, why are you troubled? And why do you doubt rise in what? Your mind. Look at my hands and feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. So Jesus was saying to them that, listen, I'm not a ghost. I'm not a spirit. This is after the resurrection. He said, touch me. You feel my bones, my hands. So he has died. He has woken up. His body is much alive than ever. He's walking on what? Earth. No flesh is allowed in heaven by the scriptures we read. Because from dust you came, dust you shall go. When you die, the spirit goes back to God and the flesh returns. So Jesus still have what? The flesh, walking on earth, eating, preaching. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. But the Bible in Acts chapter 1, verse 9 to 11, let's look at what the Bible says. Acts chapter 1, verse 9 to 11.
Amen.
Amen. Mm. When man sat beside God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Acts mm-hmm. chapter 1, verse 9 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. Amen.
Amen. So the scripture we just read says, this Jesus, when he was walking on earth with his body, he departed to heaven with his body. Not with his spirit. With his what? Body. Now, we will say, we would say it's not a big deal, isn't it? Because we saw from the Bible, we saw Enoch going to heaven with his body. But the only thing, as I said earlier on, Enoch did not die, but Jesus died. A dead person's body shouldn't go to what? And he resurrected. But his body what? Went towards heaven. His literal what? Body. But this is the big deal regarding his body going to heaven. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 20 says that body of Christ Jesus that went to heaven was seated next to Christ. He exalted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realm. So for the first time throughout creation, God made a human body sat at his right side. When you study the Bible, human beings are not closer to God. It is the angels, amen, that are closer, the living creatures. But this one, the Bible says, this man, Jesus Christ, God lifted him and he sat at what? His right hand. He didn't sit there as God. He sat there as man. So when you read Acts chapter 7, verse 55 to 56, when Stephen saw Jesus in heaven seated at the right hand, he addressed him as the Son of Man. You see, he says, so, but Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. So he was trying to let us know that Jesus seated at the right hand side of God was his body as a man. So for the first time, man was seated right beside God. Right beside God. It has never happened. No man has seen God. No man has even seen God. But Jesus is seated at the right hand side of God. It separates him from everybody. And this came because of the resurrection. Because his body will not see decay. It was a prophecy and a promise that God made in the book of Psalms, that he will not allow his flesh to decay. So if Jesus, we have nothing, those who are competing with him, we have this. The Son of Man. Man seated. Which is a big deal. Because it makes him the best intercessor. In fact, there's a scripture that says Jesus seated at the right hand side of God, interceding on our behalf. We'll read that scripture soon. It does not only make him the best intercessor, it also makes him the best high priest. You see, high priest, yeah. Because this man, Bible said he suffered everything we suffer as a man. Yes. And he seated by God as a Son of Man. The body. It was the body that went. Remember, the word, which is his spirit, will go back to God, the Father. But the body is seated. So it's a big what? Deal. Romans 8. Amen. Verse 34. Romans 8 verse 34. Amen. So this sets Jesus apart. He's the only one who died and resurrected, and his body did not go to heaven. No. Because heaven is huge. Heaven is a whole place. But he is seated right at the right high side of God, which is stand for power, seat of power. Hallelujah. Yes. You know, Joseph was at the right hand side of Pharaoh, seat of power. Yeah. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died. More than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Interceding. right hand. Man seated before God, beside God. Man is beside God, interceding. Yeah, for you. I will choose the one who is beside God to intercede for me than the one that said, I'm not sure where I'm going. Pray. Yes. I will choose the one who is seated at the right hand of the God than the one who said, I'm trying to find the way of life. Yes. I will choose the one who is standing interceding when it comes to God than the one who said, if I do good, I'll come as a cattle. If not, I'll come as a cockroach. There's a teaching like that. There is. Interceding. Be rest assured. Without the resurrection, he couldn't sit at the right hand side of God. Yes. Because remember, it's the resurrection that created the problem. Remember, the word is God. And the God, before the word came, it was with God. So the word will just go back to God. It's God. But the flesh, the man, the son of man, is the body. It cannot be left on earth. But it has been received not only in heaven, but right at the side of God. Interceding, working for us. Working for us. Look at Hebrews 8 verse what? 1. Amen. It says, for we have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty of heaven. It says, now the main point of what we are saying is this. We do have such a high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven. So your high priest, your pastor, because no, every spirit, every God, you know, we have smaller God, need a priest. Yeah. You see, every God need a priest. A priest is simply someone that God or that spirit has chosen, set apart for his purpose, to stand between him and the people. Please, do you understand? That is who a priest is. The demonic half-priest. Yeah. I've seen several times in Ghana, there are people that they are living normal life and all of a sudden a spirit will hijack them. They will be like their man and they will end up becoming fetish priests. That's their call. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They also choose. They also choose. You see, so Christ is a high priest, but this priest is set apart from everyone because he's right at the right hand side of the throne of God in heaven. There's no better priest than this. You see, priest has only got to do with spiritual things. Priest has got only to do with God and spirit beings. That's the work of a priest. The work of a priest is spiritual. It's purely spiritual. It's purely between man and God. Between man and God. So remember, your high priest. There's always only one high priest. Do we know that? There cannot be two high priests. So every pastor is just a priest. So all the pastors, their pastor, the head pastor, the only one who can go to the Holy of Holy, is seated right beside God. Right beside God. And it's because the body can't be left here. So when you feel weak and God look at you, I can't talk for God, but I believe when he look at you and you are praying, you want to pray, but you fall asleep. And the Father is not happy. Jesus said, I know on earth, you know, it happens. It happens on earth. When I was there, I felt this. Yeah. Because I don't want us to swift, but Hebrews did explain that one of the reasons why he suffered the things he suffered, to make him a better high priest. So because of me, God made him suffer hunger. So that when I'm fasting and I say I want to fast 3 days and I couldn't, and I 2 days I end, and God said he didn't, so no point. Jesus says, see, it happens, even me. He understands it. A better high priest. Man was sitting beside God. And he's still sitting beside God. One of the favorite, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 22. There's a lot of scriptures in the Bible that tells us he's sitting beside God, what he's doing. Amen. But one of my favorites is this. Please read it. It's one of my favorites.
Amen. Mm-hmm. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 22. Mm-hmm. Who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand with mm-hmm. angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him. Amen. Amen.
So as he's seated beside God, mm-hmm. this man now, angels, powers, authorities, they are all submitted to him. They are all under his submission. Yes. They are all under the submission of Christ Jesus. The Son of God. The Son of Man. So the Son of Man. Oh, I don't know whether I should go into this. Has become. Are you sure I should go into it? You won't be confused. Has become a power hand. Angels are under him. The powers, the principality are under him. It's miracle. Because, you know, man position there is foreign. Man don't belong there. But this man belongs there, seated there. Just like Joseph, Israel, didn't belong in Egypt. Joseph, there was no way he should sit at the right hand side. He was foreign. But God put him there. Joseph said, God, it's the same with Jesus. He has made it possible. What better Messiah can you get than this? What better Messiah can you get than this? Sometimes they say, you people are always talking about Jesus. You don't mention God. And why is that Jesus? Jesus. We say Jesus is God. Yes. When we say Jesus is God, we say because no one comes to the Father except through Christ Jesus. Amen. We say because by the mention of the name Jesus, because we say that because God said he has given Jesus name above all. It is Jesus because he is God. In the spirit is God. In the physical, he's there. So have you heard there's a group of people, they always say, because I always meet them at Jesus Dancer campaign. Now I don't meet them often. They always say that we believe in Jesus, we love Jesus, but Jesus is man. We don't accept Jesus as man. If so be it, this man is still not ordinary. Because this man is the only man seated at the right hand side of God. He's the only man whose body do not see decay. So even if you cannot accept him as God, accepting him as man, you cannot compare him with your whatever. You can't. He's the Messiah. Thank God for Jesus. Thank the Holy Spirit for Jesus. Yeah, for Jesus. Matthew chapter 16, verse 27. So, we are grateful. We will celebrate it every year.
Amen.
Amen. It's a holy season. If he didn't raise up again, that's the end. That's the end.
That's right.
Please read it for us. Amen. Let's read it.
Matthew chapter 16, verse 27. Mm-hmm. For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done.
So
Amen.
This Jesus, he's going to come back on earth. Sister, he's going to come back. Amen. Brother, he's going to come back. He is coming back. Never forget that. He's still alive, seated, and he's coming back. when he come back, he's coming to what? Reward us. Another scripture also says, when he come, he will come to judge. And as he judge, he will bring his rewards. Last week, I think Pastor Madden sang a song. He won't be long. No one can hear you. We'll be going home. Sing it.
Count the years as months. Count the years as weeks. Count the weeks as days. Any day now. We'll be going home.
Thank you. It won't be long, ago. It's good to clap. Don't, it's good. God loves it. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It won't be long. Before you know it. Before you know it. I saw some woman very worried because she just realized she's 45. She's shocked that she's 45. She says she's growing. Meanwhile, there's nothing wrong. But I'm trying to say, before you know it, he will come back again. He will come back again.
Amen.
Jesus is not ordinary. One Muslim was arguing with me, and he was calling Jesus that man. Yes, I told him he's very disrespectful. I really gave it to him. I told him he was very disrespectful. And I think as we were talking, the imam of the mosque was passing by, tried to calm me down. He himself realized that no. He called Jesus that man. That he's not that man. He's separate by all standard from all things. Today, it is only Jesus you will see in the whole world. In the whole world, you will hear people doing things in his name. Miraculous things, powerful things. It is only Jesus. When someone really say, I follow you, you can see his life transform.
Amen.
One time, a woman called me. This woman is, I think, 80-something years old. She called me because her daughter joined the church. And maybe after 6 months, she called me. And she said, Pastor, I don't know what you've done to my daughter. But whatever you've done to her, continue. I give her to you. Take care. Because she's changed. I say, I receive her. Because that's the greatest testimony. Yes. If one finds Jesus, the person will change.
Yes.
One time I was there. And a lady sent me money. 1,000-something. A lady, by then, I've never seen her. She sent me money. And I received the money. I thought it was for church. So I put it in church account. Because she sent it to the sister. She said, give it to your pastor. So I think during the lockdown, I was preaching. Just as I'm saying the story. Not knowing the lady was online. So after the teaching, the next day, the lady called me, said that money wasn't for the chair, it was for you. So I've sent another 1,000-something for you. And this one said, it's for you, not for the church. You spend it. I say, man, and this is what the lady said. He said, I've never seen her. She said, because I couldn't. There was no way I could be in the same room with my sister a day without fighting. But since she joined the church, we can have conversation. We can talk. So she's so grateful she's giving me money. But who did the sister find? Jesus. Only Jesus is able to transform. To me, when a person change is the greatest. You, if you've given birth, try changing your child. Your child you gave birth. See, if you yourself, changing yourself. You see, if someone could appreciate, this is someone I haven't seen before. Yeah, I haven't seen before. One day when we were raising funds for Jesus Dancer campaign, a man came to the church. Her sister invited her. And I've forgotten what he did. Either he gave money or he said he's buying something. And I was thanking him. And so you don't need to thank him because of my sister. She's now better. We don't have that trouble again. That's what he told me. He told me in the church. They can see the light. But all I'm trying to say, it comes with only Jesus. I know people who have become other religion and they become rather moody. Yeah, yeah. They become rather violent. Yeah. They become rather oppressed. But not Jesus. Not Jesus. Because in all ways, by all standard, he is the only one. That's why we mention him. That's why we mention him. He is the one who has been put above powers, principalities. He's the one. He's the one seated at the right-hand side of God. He's the only one whose body is in heaven. The body has experienced earth and experiencing heaven. You know, we will go to heaven, but the Bible clearly says you will not go with this body. The Bible says you'll be given a new type of body. Please, do you understand? Church, what am I saying this morning? I'm saying that Jesus, your Jesus, is real. He's seated at the right hand side of God. If you pray, if you vision this, if you believe this, it is real. It will be true to you. That is why when we pray, we say in the name of Jesus. That's why the Bible says, whatever you ask in my name. Of course, it's about God. But God is Jesus. The body of Jesus is right before God. The body has been given authority. No one goes to the Father except through Christ Jesus. Jesus said, I am what? The resurrection and the life. I don't know what they want again. One time I have to beg a man, after, please, we are not trying to win. We are talking about life after death, something that will affect you forever. It's not like geopolitics or something. We are talking about destiny, something that will make you or break you here. Not like we are arguing. No. Something very, very real. And the only source for eternity is Jesus. Yeah, it's Jesus. My last scripture, or last but two, was scripture. So we read a scripture, John 14, verse 2 to 3. Amen. Let's read John 14. So remember, I said this Jesus is what? Coming back. He said he's coming with his reward. Amen. Amen. Please read it for us.
John chapter 14, verse 2 to 3.
Yeah.
My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be with me where I am.
So, amen. I want to remind you that we will be where Jesus is. He will come and take us. He will come and take us. And the only reason he will come and take us because he's resurrected and still alive. If he didn't resurrect, he couldn't. He can't. And he won't come back. This is why when he comes, those of us who will be alive when he comes, we will see him. Because that physical body is physical, you will see. You don't need vision to see. Like he said to Thomas, touch my arms, touch my palms. He go to prepare a place. I will leave it here. Is he preparing a place for you? Is he preparing a place for you? Is he preparing a place for you? Are you one of the people he's preparing a place? It's easier to become one of the people. He said to his disciples, disciples means followers. Followers means those who have accepted him. Those who have accepted means those who obey his word. His word is what we call the Bible. That's it. It's that simple. We can simplify it like that. As long as you are taking yes, just believe it.
Amen.
Believe it. Amen. And this Jesus will come back. You have heard the word of God. You know what this word means. I want you to stand up and pray. But one thing I would like you to do as you pray is thank him. Thank Jesus. Thank him for coming to die. And thank the Holy Spirit for raising him up. And thank the Father for accepting him at his right hand side. So lift up your voice and pray. Pray and thank Jesus. Man sat at the side of God. Man is still at the side of God. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise. Lord God Almighty, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we thank you for raising Jesus up when he died. Father, we thank you for accepting Jesus and he's seated at your right hand side. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, that your word regarding him was fulfilled, that his flesh did not see decay. We thank you for making him above powers, principalities, rulers, and all authority. Today we say we thank you, we give you glory. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you and we give you glory. We thank you. In the name of Jesus.
We believe you have been blessed by the teachings of God's word. For audio CDs, videos, books, and other information, please visit our website on www.devotionallightchurch.com. God bless you.